Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, this is episode number 40 of Worldwide Wonderful Women, and the title of this episode is Praying for Your Prodigal. I'm the mother of three sons, and William and I did the best that we could in raising them up with a biblical hope and faith in Christ Jesus. Now, when they went to college, their professors and others tried to influence them in a very strong way to not put their faith and trust in God. But I thank God that even though for a period of time there, it seemed that they had abandoned their faith, they are walking with the Lord today. And I want to encourage you, in case you are experiencing a situation with a prodigal. Maybe you did everything you knew to do according to God's word. And yet, remember, none of us are perfect or do everything right. And remember, we're all born with a sin nature that can lead us astray from our loving Lord at any time. In Psalm 51:5, in the New Living Translation, it says, "For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me." If you get a moment, listen to our podcast from May the 7th, 2016, entitled Happy Mother's Day, to learn what not to do to provoke your child or children to rebel and leave his or her faith walk behind. Now remember, the Lord is a perfect parent who diligently and lovingly deals with his troubled children. To make it easier for me to share, I'm going to refer to your child or children as just he or his. So when you hear me say he or his, you know I'm also talking about your daughters. So I'm talking about male and female in relationship to your children. But please don't misunderstand. I am not saying that male and female are the same gender. I'm just trying to make it simple in my explanation instead of keep saying he or she or his or her. I'm just going to say he or his. A prodigal is normally viewed as a child who has strayed away from the moral and biblical teachings of God and his parents. He is now living in accordance with the world, the flesh, and the devil. He lives in such a way that he has no desire to please God or his parents in his everyday life. Now, I would like to share some words of encouragement and then pray over your prodigal. In dealing with your prodigal, please do not let your prodigal steal your joy or faith in God. If your heart is breaking and you wonder if you can climb out of bed and face another day because your mind is floated with thoughts like, where is he? Or who is he with? Or is he hurt? Know that this is normal. But if allowed to take control, where your faith and joy in God are no longer existing, then you may be setting your child up as an idol. So has your child stripped you of your joy and desire to serve and worship God? Well, God is more than able to heal your broken heart, but you must come to him consistently to cast all of your cares upon him because he cares for you. Psalm 147, verse 3 in the New Living says, "He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wound." that in Matthew 11:28, it says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Drawing closer to God and allowing Him to heal your wounds with your child can make you stronger and more wiser spiritually and in your intimate relationship with Him. Come back to this podcast and pray along with me for your child when you need to. Another thing, remain united as parents. As husband and wife, don't let your child see you disagree in front of them. Work your disagreements out behind the scenes before confronting your child. Another thing, you are complete in Christ. Turn to Him in prayer and in reading His word. Believe that He will equip you with everything that you need to deal with your particular child, even if your child is now an adult. He has promised to never, never leave you nor forsake you. It does not matter if he's in jail, on drugs, is practicing homosexuality, is drunk often, on the street, whatever. As long as he is alive, give thanks to God for working in his life and doing a work that only God can do. Remember, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Trust God in all things and express that to him in worship. Then continue to give your prodigal unconditional love. Now let's go before our loving Lord in prayer. Lord God Almighty, we come before you thanking you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ and for all of his redemptive work on the cross that makes it possible for us to approach you, Father, in this way. Knowing that we're able to come boldly before your throne and to receive grace and mercy in our time of help. We thank you that you are kind and patient, long-suffering and true. You are holy, you are just, you are forgiving, your mercies are new every day, you are faithful. And so we turn to you, Lord, and we thank you for all that you do and for all that you are. Lord, I stand in the need of prayer. Please help me to be real about my situation and to accept what is happening and not to make excuses or act as if it is not happening. Deliver me, Lord, from denying what is the result of my prodigal and his effect on our family. Lord, I cannot change his heart. I cannot make decisions for him or make him obedient. I ask that you draw him to yourself with an obedient heart. And remember, you can place their name in where I'm saying him or his. Now let's continue. Father, I ask for forgiveness for the mistakes that I or we have made as parents. Help us to learn to overcome guilt, to live a guilt-free life from the actions of our prodigal. Help us, Lord God Almighty, as parents, to remain united. Father, produce in us grateful hearts and allow us and help us to look not for the negative things, but the positive things that you're doing in our family. And help us to hold on to our faith and our hope in Christ Jesus. Lord, help me to love my prodigal unconditionally. I pray for a supernatural love that flows from you through us to him. Lord, help me to stop enabling him. Help me, Lord God Almighty, to allow my prodigal to face the consequences of his decision. I pray for grace to let go of my prodigal. I know that some parents have even mortgaged their home to help a wayward child. Let it not be named of us. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that we would be careful not to enable him or make his rebellious period too comfortable for him. Lord, guard my words and deliver me from pride, as my prodigal has disgraced our family and your name. Deliver me from preaching. He knows biblically what to do, but has decided to go in an opposite direction. I pray you would help me, Father, to remember you are able to do what I cannot do. Lord, give me a willing heart to wait patiently and to welcome him home, no matter how many years may pass. And now, what you need to do is go before the Lord and actually name your child or your children. Now remember, I'm going to use only he or him, but you refer to your child or children and their names as needed. Father, I pray for an awakening and his turning back to you. I pray that he would come to himself. I pray for a holy hunger of you. I pray for him to truly repent, not because he's caught in something, but because he has decided to turn back to you wholeheartedly. Father, I pray that he will not find pleasure in sin and that it will become nauseating and that he would grow tired of his sinful ways. Just as I acknowledge in Hosea chapter 2, verse 6, where it says, "Behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns and make a wall that he shall not find his path." Father, I pray that he will have the ability to receive your grace in whatever situation he is in now, and that he would humble himself under your mighty hand and be willing to forsake all sin in his life. Father, give him the ability to humble himself and come back to his family and to desire to be restored to us as his parents. Father, deliver him from wrong people, wrong places, and wrong influences. I pray for close friends and the church body to surround him with support no matter where he is. Let him no longer be an outcast, but feel your love from all of us in the body of Christ. Father, now in the name of Jesus Christ, and by his shed blood, by his power and authority, I pray a moving of your Holy Spirit upon, and then name your child, that every contrary spirit of deception, confusion, control, manipulation, lies, homosexuality, drugs, drinking, sexual immorality, rebellion, theft, and wrong influence upon, insert the name, in any way will be broken and cast into the sea. Satan, you will not have my child in the name of Jesus, and I will not be discouraged. My faith and trust and hope are in Christ Jesus, the author and finisher of my and my child's faith. In accordance with Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, I am confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in, name your child, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, you can also pray Psalm 91 each week and insert your child's name in it. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did." All right, so here's how you can pray over things that may not be in existence right now, but you're praying in faith. So we're looking at Psalm 91 out of the New Living Translation. "I will live in the shelter of the Most High and will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I will trust him. For he will rescue, name your child, from every trap and protect, the name of your child, from deadly disease. He will cover, name of child, with his feathers. He shall shelter, name of child, with his wings. His faithful promises are, your child, armor and protection. I will not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. I will not dread the diseases that stalk in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday." I hope I haven't confused you with trying to tell you how to search the name of your child within the scriptures. But when you pray back God's word, it is very, very powerful. There is power in the praying parent. So be encouraged and don't give up. My prayer for you is Joel 2:25, which states, "And I will restore to you the years the locust has eaten." Tune in next week for more encouragement. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.